Hello and welcome to In Depth. That is the PSA program airing on all Lotus radio stations as I speak. And the person speaking is Ian Sorensen. I am the host. And in the studio, Tracy Rodriguez from Community Health Alliance. How are you?
Good. How are you?
We also have Yashila Sanchez. I got your name right, right?
Yes.
Oh, God, thank God. All right, cool. I just didn't want to mess it up. And you guys were talking about, well, you have so many things going on at Community Health Alliance, but specifically you're talking Socktober.
Yes, October. We actually started it on October 1st, and it'll be going until October 31st. And we're hoping to get, this year, 2,000 socks for the homeless.
Okay, very cool. So let's kind of backtrack a little, talk about Community Health Alliance as a whole. Yashila, let me get your background. How long you've been with the organization, what you exactly do, that sort of thing.
Yeah, so I'm in the marketing department. I'm a marketing coordinator. I've been with Community Health Alliance for 2 years. And Community Health Alliance is a federal qualified health center. And we have 6 locations around the Reno-Sparks area. And we just help everyone in the community no matter what.
Yeah, you have so many different medical programs. You have dental. I mean, a variety of things that you're always working on.
Yes, we focus on medical, dental, behavioral health, nutrition. And we also have, you know, our health center for the homeless. And that's why we are getting the socks for, to help out our community.
All right. Very cool. So, Tracy, this is sort of your baby, is it not?
Yes, it is. Yeah. This is our third year doing this. And so we kind of started this about 3 years ago. We saw the need. Our homeless population, they encounter a lot of barriers. Mm-hmm. And they also, you know, require a lot of things. We are happy to provide medical and behavioral health, as well as dental to them. But we also were seeing a need for socks. And so that's where this kind of came in.
That's people, I think when people do give to maybe homeless shelters and stuff like that, they probably don't take into account how important socks are.
Yes,
they're probably
exactly.
thinking other clothing, or maybe they're thinking, you know, I don't know, any other sort of supplies mm-hmm. they might need or food, but socks are major.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, they require all of those. But the thing that that goes unnoticed is the socks. And the socks are, you know, one of the most valuable or valuable things that we can give to our homeless.
Yeah, especially. And this is kind of the perfect time to do it. Not only does Socktober, I mean, that's a great pun in general.
Yes.
But we're leading into fall. We're going to get into winter. It's going to get much colder, a lot faster, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Snows are going to come eventually, so this is the perfect time to collect as many socks as you can. And are you looking at any and all? Are we looking at specific types, sizes, that sort of thing?
We would accept any and all, but we really can see would love to get adult socks. Adult socks are very versatile. They can go to women's, men's, and they're stretchy too.
Yeah.
So a lot of our patients are on their feet all day after getting released from the shelter or wherever they're staying at. And so their feet get swollen sometimes. So adult socks are preferred.
Okay. And Lord knows those sizes range. It's always like 6 to 12,
yes.
which is a pretty wide range. So I think you're pretty safe getting those.
Yes.
And you're obviously looking new. Don't throw your old socks at these bins that you have.
So
that'd be kind of rude. How about new ones?
Yes, new ones, please. That way, you know, we can give them out to our patients as needed every day throughout the whole year.
Cool. And where can you donate these, in case people don't know?
Yeah. So this year, we actually partnered up with Premier Physical Therapy. Their Sparks and Reno locations, they've been a great partner with us. And so they really see the importance of socks, and they have partnered up with us this year, as well as Famous Footwear, the Sparks and Reno locations as well.
Oh, cool.
And what's awesome about Famous Footwear is that they are doing a coupon for socks donated. They will be doing $10 off a $50 purchase.
Oh, wow.
For a future purchase once they donate those socks.
Okay.
So on top of that, we will also accept them at any one of our 6 locations throughout
All right.
the community.
Very cool. Can we name a couple locations in case people don't know where CHA is located? It's all right if that's a little, if I'm throwing you under the bus with that question.
No, that's fine. We have actually one on the Wells Avenue. We have one on Neal Road. We have one on Rucker Street, Sun Valley as well. And Sparks.
Cool. Yeah, you're pretty widespread. So people can find you online where exactly?
www.chanevada.org.
Okay.
They can give us they can check it out there and just see where all of our locations are.
All right, cool. So when people drop off these socks, is there going to be like a barrel, or do you hand it to like staff?
Yeah.
How does that work?
So these locations will have barrels. They were generously borrowed from Barrels and Totes, who donated it to us to use. And then, there will be a bin at each location.
Okay, cool. So donate socks galore through the end of this month of October. Yes. Anything else really big on the horizon as far as Community Health Alliance goes?
We always have great things coming up, so we'll see what else we come up with. But right now, I think at least Socktober, we're trying to get as many socks as we can for our homeless population. And then one of the things I do want to include is just, how grateful our patients are for that.
Yeah.
They come in daily for those, and we don't give them just to our patients. We give them to the whole, homeless community on campus. Patient or not, we'll give those socks to them. And not just for the cold seasons coming up with the, with the winter months coming up, are they needed, but throughout the whole summer as well.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, maybe even plan ahead. You maybe get a pack of, a good winter ones. And then get a pack of kind of thinner ones.
Yeah, absolutely.
Some moisture wicking stuff.
Yes. So
make it more comfortable. That's a good idea.
Yes, thank you so much.
All right, cool. Then donate galore. CHANevada.org is the website. Anything else you guys want to get out there?
No, I think we're having a family health festival, this Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
All
right, cool. Well, by the time this airs, I think it's going to be this Sunday.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
But that's all right. People, people should keep their eye on your website, any social media stuff, because you're always hosting really cool, health fairs, as you said.
Exactly.
And stuff like that. And donate the socks, people need them. So thank you, Yeshua.
Yes, thank you
very much.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thanks, Tracy. Have a good day.
You too.